Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the road to destruction, and place you on the road to heaven. We have this powerful message we've been preaching all this month, talking about we need Jesus. We do need Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, we do. We need him. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, those you that's incarcerated, write our ministry. Yes, we love to receive letters. Missionary Velvet, get them, and we can, amen, look at them and read those that, amen, and also, praise God, respect your privacy. Yes, we do. Amen. So go ahead and write, amen, our ministry. And those of you that got Bible questions in the free world, those that's incarcerated, well, those that got Bible questions in the free world can click on to our website and send your answers, send your Bible questions in. We'll be glad to answer it for you. Amen. Those of you that got Bible questions that's incarcerated, when you write your letter, put it in your letter. We'll be glad to respond back to you with your answer. And I'm a Bible man, and I give you Bible, praise God, to back up my answer. Praise the Lord, because we're going to need the Word of God to help us to make this Christian journey. Praise God. Let's go back to the lesson on today. Go back to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and begin reading at verse number 10.
He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself.
Now, we need Jesus. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself.
He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son.
And so many people don't believe that God gave his Son. So many people don't believe that. Amen. But I'm telling you, I believe it myself.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I say I'm a Jesus man. Because it's going to take Jesus to set us free.
Amen.
Praise God. If folk don't believe it, that's why they're still bound in sin. And hon, you can't get to heaven by not believing on Jesus. You can't get to heaven no other way. But Jesus is the only way to get to God. Amen. We must go through Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Go through Jesus. The Spanish people call him Jesus. Praise God. Amen. That's pronounced Jesus in Spanish. I want to let you know Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Amen.
Above him, there's no other.
There's no other.
Jesus is the way. Praise the Lord. Amen. And praise God. In order to be delivered from your sin, you must have him in your soul. So many people saying they got him, but I'm telling you, a different time, it's different in it, talking about him and showing up have him, because when you get him on the inside, you got power to live right. You got power to be able to be a child of God. Because Jesus make the change. The change in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Jesus bring forth a change. If you talk about you got Jesus and still doing like you used to do, you need to go back to the altar and get some more, because you don't have it right. Because when Jesus come on the inside, your whole life changes. You don't do like you used to do. You don't talk like you used to talk. Because Jesus made the change. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say?
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
Amen. Now, when you get this eternal life in us, we keep on living. That's the reason why, amen, I'm looking for the upper taker. Not the undertaker, but I'm looking for the upper taker. I'm looking for the Lord to take me up into heaven because I got eternal life in my soul. Praise God. When you got eternal life in your soul, you're looking to live and not die. Praise God. Amen. So many people ain't got no life in them. So therefore, they're looking, the only thing they see is the grave. But I'm telling you, when Christ get in us, amen, we got heaven in view. And I'm planning on making it into heaven to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. When Christ get in your soul, he put heaven on your mind. And therefore, you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Yeah, amen. It's important to believe on the name of the Son of God. It's very important. That's why I said we need Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You just can't get around him. He's the way to get to God. So many people talk about God. They talk about God. But how can you get to the Father ignoring Jesus Christ? Jesus is the way to God. He's the only way to get to him. You got to go through the blood to get to Jesus. Because God ain't going to accept nobody in their sins. Amen. God wants you to be holy. He wants you to be pure. Because God is holy. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," saith the Lord. He wants us to be holy. So many people in other church denominations, church religions. The Lord is not into all that confusion. He wants you to be holy. In order to be holy, you must go through Jesus. Amen. He is the way. Glory to God. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
It's important to believe on the name of the Son of God. It's important to believe on the name. So many people talk about God. Leave the name out. Just talk about God. But I'm telling you what the Bible said. People, we better believe what that Bible said. And stop looking at what folks are telling you. What some theologians say. The Bible said, every man, every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. People, believe what that Bible said. John will let you know you must believe on the name of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. Believe on the name, because there's power in that name. That's why I love to pray in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. In that name, miracles can take place. Bodies can be healed. Blind eyes pop open. Deaf ears unstop. The lame begin to walk. High blood pressure come down. Low blood pressure go up. Arthritis vacate. Cancer die and leave the body. If there's power in the name of Jesus, people can be delivered from alcohol, delivered from drugs, delivered from, amen, the lust of the flesh, delivered from, amen, praise of God, sin. Jesus come to deliver you and set you free. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say?
And this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him.
Let you know, when you ask him in the name of Jesus, the Lord will do it for you. Praise. That's why I love to pray the prayer of faith. We're going to get ready to pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm taking all his power in that name. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away. in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you love them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free from the bondage of sin. Lord, go into the free world, into the homes of the people. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. You want to deliver them and set them free from the bondage of sin. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Vail.
Praise him, praise him. The songs that there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. All he want you to do is just ask him and believe that he would do it for you. This message of Ella Holmes was preached all this month. We need Jesus. Yes, we need him. And if you believe that, he have come to you and he have revealed himself to you. You just keep on holding on to him and keep on seeking him more and more to go down deeper depths and higher heights. Those in the free world, think of you, those in the free world, we thank you for who you are. And we thank the Lord for you. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. But most of all, those behind the prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love it. Jesus loves you even more. And you are important to him and you are important to us. You are not forgotten. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to give God a chance. It's the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the missionary Vera and myself as we go into the jails and prisons to spread the love of God. Let people know what Jesus can do. We will pray for you. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. Because, amen. And those of you that speak the Spanish language, write up for Spanish material. Because Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those of you that got Bible questions in the free world, go to our website, send them to us, email it to us. Be glad to answer them back to you. Praise God. Those of you that have Bible questions that's incarcerated, when you write your letter, put it on in your letter. We are glad to respond back to you. Amen. Answers. To the next, amen. To the next broadcast, the chapter we own along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train.